Hey there, welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational interface and no bullshit show, where I motivate you to live the life that you deserve. My name is Eva, and I'm really happy that you're here. So before I get started, I have to clear up a little bit of confusion. If you're just new to my podcast, you'll notice that there are two welcome to episodes. One of them is Welcome to Badass and Ballsy, and the other one is Welcome to Ballsy and Beautiful or something. So the reason why there's two of them, and I apologize for that right now, the reason why there's two of them was because the first time I submitted my brand new podcast, they rejected it because of the title, Badass and Ballsy. And they said, you can't say words like that. I'm like, all right. So I changed the title to Ballsy and Beautiful, and I submitted that. And they sent it back and they said, no, you can't, we don't like those things. You have to change the title. Like, all right. So I changed the title again and I changed it to No Holds Barred, which ironically was the very first title I thought of having for this podcast in the first place, which is kind of crazy. So anyway, I got this email today that says, oh, your podcasts have been accepted in all these platforms. And I went to go check them, and they're all the platforms have both of these introductions, one from Badass and Ballsy and one from Ballsy and Beautiful. So I'm sorry about that. That is just crazy shenanigans. And I really think that this all has something to do with Mercury retrograde. So fuck you, Mercury retrograde. But you know what? I'm just going to have some fun with this. And I'm going to tell you a little story now about podcasting and resistance, because I had an awful lot of resistance to podcasting. And clearly, this is one of the reasons, because shit's going to go wrong. I'm not going to know what the fuck I'm doing. Everything's going to go, it's just going to break and it's going to be retarded and blah, blah, blah. I had a lot of resistance to podcasting. I didn't know what I was doing. I was afraid of it. I didn't think it was going to be good. What am I going to talk about? Resistance actually doesn't serve us any purpose whatsoever. I had a lot of resistance to a lot of different things in my life. And once I've cleared myself from the resistance and actually faced fear, because resistance really is just fear. It's fear of the unknown. We resist change. We resist new things. We resist learning new things because of that fear of whatever. We fear failure. We fear catastrophe. We fear embarrassment. And, you know, I could have easily been embarrassed about the fact that I have two introduction episodes from two different titled podcasts, but I'm not really embarrassed by that. That's just, you know, what I can't control that. And that's just the way shit happens sometimes. But we fear a lot of different things. And when we come from a place of fear, resistance shows up, and resistance and fear will stop us from doing things. And resistance kept me from podcasting for 7 months. 7 months I resisted this. I've had my podcasting gear set up in my apartment for 7 months, and I looked at it and I thought, no, not today. I'm going to podcast tomorrow. And I've been doing this since fucking January. No, I'm just not ready for this. I don't think I can do this. This is also called your comfort zone, right? We get comfortable being safe. We like to stay here. We don't get hurt here. Nothing gets broken here. There's no fear of embarrassment or failure or being rejected. There's no fear of any of that. The comfort zone is so nice and cozy and safe here. We're just going to stay here. But I'm going to tell you, your comfort zone is bullshit. Nothing grows there. Nothing good comes from your comfort zone ever. It's comfortable there, and the world just spins around you, and you stay in your comfort zone and you just stagnate. And I like to use this analogy, and I use this often over on my Facebook page, Amazing Me Movement. Sorry, I should have probably said that. Amazing Me Movement over my Facebook page, I talk about comfort zones and flatlining, and I always tell people, do not get stuck in your comfort zone. Do not stay there. Because when you are in your comfort zone, all you're doing is flatlining. You're not living. You're just flatlining. And you have plenty of time to flatline when you're fucking dead. So don't flatline now. There is a whole world out there to explore. There is a beautiful life out there for you to live, and you're not going to be able to take any of it in if you stay in your comfort zone. Face fear. Take a look at fear and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to try this shit today. I need you to step aside because I really want to fucking do this. I'm going to try this today. I want you to take one thing. Just one thing that you've been really wanting to do, that you've been really thinking about doing, something that, you know, every time you think about it, you're like, oh, I really want to try and do this, but I'm scared. I want you to take that one thing and I want you to fucking do it. I really want you to do it. I want you to get out of your comfort zone and I want you to go and live the life that you deserve. The life of crazy fucking ridiculous joy. That's my message for today. You can check me out over on my Facebook page, Amazing Me Movement. I do lives 3 times a week over there, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, usually at 11 a.m., but I'm pretty kind of inconsistent, but I try to stay on track. And I also do live angel card readings over there. Free angel card readings, obviously. And you can also check me out over on my website, amazingmemovement.com. There's some pretty cool blogs over there. And you can also book a private angel card reading if you want to. The booking form is there as well. I hope you enjoyed my, actually, this is the official first podcast of No Holds Barred. I hope you enjoyed it. Please hit that subscribe button if you did and come back and listen to the next episode. And I think we're actually going to be talking about fear in the next episode. That's all I got for you guys today. Bye for now.